Last weekend on this show, I introduced you to a teacher from Massachusetts by the name of Susie Slider, who after a quarter of a century in the schools of Cambridge, Massachusetts, decided that she had to quit. She just couldn't take it anymore because there was so much testing going on and so much of a demand on her time to be out of the classroom that she wasn't able to keep the bond going with her students that she had been able to over the previous 20-plus years. So she sent a resignation letter in and publicly resigned with frustration. I talked to her about that last week. Today I want to introduce you to another frustrated teacher. Her name is Simone Riles. She is a teacher in an elementary school in Florida who wrote a piece on Salon this week that says, look, I've won awards, my kids thrive, but thanks to crazy tests, I'm being shamed by the state of Florida. Simone, welcome to America Weekend.
Well, thank you very much. What you just quoted was actually Salon's words, but that was the gist of it.
Okay. What your piece essentially said was, look, I'm a good teacher. People like me, students like me, administrators like me, the parents like me. I've won awards, but now I'm going to be outed in the newspapers as one of the worst teachers in the state. Tell my listeners the bottom line on this story. What's happening to you?
Well, I just wanted to clarify that even though my piece was a vent on a blog, which is kind of like a public diary, what I was really trying to say that this wasn't about me, but about all of us that were being evaluated based on test scores and other procedures that have nothing to do with teaching capabilities or variables that we can control. It's like holding doctors accountable because people get sick.
So has the state of Florida or your district said to you, okay, test scores are not up, your job is in jeopardy?
They haven't actually said that my job is in jeopardy. What happened was that about a month ago, I got an email saying that some unnamed media outlet had sued for the right to publish the names of teachers with low evaluation scores in the newspapers and online, and that I was one of them. And what I don't think a lot of people realize is that most of the teachers in my state don't even have anything whatsoever to do with the test scores that are coming and that they're being evaluated on.
Okay, when you talk about low evaluation scores, who's doing the evaluation?
Well, I happen to adore my administrators, but the administrators are charged with evaluating us by observing us personally. And then another portion is based upon the test scores that the students receive. In my case, just as an example, I teach gifted children who come to my class because they've received very high test scores the previous year.
Yep.
But then they went and raised the bar so that it was almost impossible for anybody to hit the highest scores. And as a result, said that I was a failure, basically, because I didn't get my children to succeed that year. They did. They thrived. They did wonderfully. But they had changed the criteria for what it meant for them to do well.
Yeah. From the piece that you wrote for Salon, you wrote, you know, these kids got a 5 out of 5, but it wasn't a high enough 5.
That was the gist of it. And again, for example, at my school, if you don't teach 4th or 5th grade, all of the other teachers are being held accountable based on the test scores of a conglomeration of the 4th and 5th grade students' test scores.
What will the impact be on you of this media outlet printing your name as somebody who is an, quote, inferior teacher, unquote?
For me personally, it's not going to have that great an effect, except for the fact that it was really insulting to have people thinking that this is an accurate reflection on my teaching ability, my love of the students, or wanting them to succeed. Every teacher I know does everything possible to have the children reach their highest potential. And some things just can't be boiled down to a number.
Since you posted this piece, Simone, what's the feedback been?
Well, that was the funny part, because I really did write it as a personal vent and figured that the same usual few dozen people who read my blog post would read it. It's been read by over 350,000 people at this point because it's really hit a nerve. Teachers are being driven out of the profession because we're being disrespected when we're doing our very best to give everything that we have to our children. When I get off the phone with you, I'll be planning lessons and grading papers. This is our lives. It's a calling, and it's something that we care about, and we don't want to be seen as demons who are destroying education when there are so many variables that go into education.
What have you heard from your students and their parents?
Well, my students were shocked to hear it. because we have a very good rapport. They know how much I care about them and that we're always trying to bring new educational opportunities to them. I don't even know if the parents are aware of that. I hope that they would disagree with the assessment. But generally speaking, it's been very supportive with people saying that there are problems in trying to evaluate teachers in general. There's no real way to evaluate us. We come to the profession trained, and we have continually ongoing professional development so that we always improve. I don't know how else we're supposed to address this. They need to scrap the system.
Yep. I'm the son of two educators, and they're long, long retired. But even in their day, they used to complain about how they were working in a subjective field and being forced to be judged objectively. It was so much better when your principal or the other teachers could come in, people who understood what it was you were trying to do and what you actually were doing, and they could evaluate how well you did it. But when you break it down to simple raw data, and by the way, the data is not actually reflective of what you're doing, it's reflective of how your students are doing, and that's not the same thing, is it?
No, it absolutely isn't. I mean, there are so many factors that go into how well a child will succeed, how well they're going to score on any given day. I've had children vomit on test-taking days, children who just had to go to the restroom one last time because they're so nervous. There's so much that goes into what they come to us with, what sort of support they receive from their families, for so many different reasons. The economy is difficult for many people still. We have transient populations. The joke is, oh, my gosh, are we going to get a child the day of, you know, the testing and be responsible for that child? Technically, we wouldn't be. But these are just some of the factors that go into our considerations that we don't think is fair to that we don't think are fair to be held against us.
I asked you about the feedback from the parents and the students. I'm also curious what you've heard from other teachers.
That's where most of the feedback is coming. The teachers are leaving the profession, refusing to go into the profession, and becoming fed up with the whole idea of trying to measure something that's just not measurable.
Boy, the great teachers leaving and new teachers not coming in certainly sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It is, and I understand people wanting accountability when we hear that there are problems in our schools. There are problems. But some of the problems don't come from the schools themselves, and many of the problems we're not attacking in the right way because we're looking again for data instead of how can we improve upon learning and teaching.
You're working with gifted kids in an elementary school.
I am. They're magnificent, but then all of the students at my school are.
I have talked to a kindergarten teacher last week, high school teachers before on this show. This is present at every grade level. I'm curious, however, at the other end of the spectrum, not the gifted kids, but the struggling kids in a school, is it worse for them?
It depends on what you mean by worse. Of course, it's difficult for any child and for the teacher and the families when a child is struggling. We do all that we can to support them. In terms of evaluations, I'm not even sure how it's going to affect each of them because supposedly if you're at the very bottom, you have more room to go up, and that's true. But if you truly are struggling because you have some congenital problem or some other issues in your life, there may not be much that we can do despite the fact that we try our very best. Small, small achievements for children at the lowest level are big victories in our minds. You know, if a child takes a year to learn how to spell their names, and then the child learns how to spell their name, that's a success. And that's not going to be measured by any sort of state testing evaluation that we have for either the children or the adults.
Also, parental involvement is such a key here. With gifted kids, you probably have much more than those at the other end, don't you?
I think that that is probably a true statement. They're really wonderful. They're very supportive. They want their children to thrive. I believe that all parents ultimately want that for their children, but are in different places, different mindsets, different cultures. I am lucky in that sense, though. I do have wonderfully supportive parents, and the children are fantastic. I wake up excited to go into work every morning. You have to put aside the politics and the bureaucracy and realize that you're there for the children.
Absolutely. Well, it's obvious that you love your profession, and it's also obvious that you're good at what you do, and I hope you won't be too dismayed by this. I'm glad you spoke out, and I hope others will follow your lead and speak out about this. Perhaps we can get something changed. It'll have to be at the legislative level, which is always tough, but I hope we can do that. Thanks for joining me today, Simone.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. Simone Riles, elementary school teacher in Florida, here on America Weekend.